All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour number three of today's Friday installment of the Power Hour. We got a real barn burner, controversial program on the air. If you're just joining us, we are discussing the two different philosophies as far as the September 11th attacks are concerned. There are two schools of thought. There's the let it happen, that's the lie hop, and there's the made it happen, and that's the my hop. Now, the two different factions in the 9/11 truth movement have been fighting each other, and I'm sick and tired of this infighting and this finger-pointing and accusations and stuff like that. We all know that the bottom line is that the government is not telling us the truth, and neither are the mainstream media. So in order for us to find out what happened, we have to leave our egos and our pride at the door. Everybody come together with all of the puzzle pieces. Every single doggone one of them, we all work together in the spirit that we need to have, and we can solve this problem. But as long as we have people that are accusing other people or trying to blackball or shun or distance themselves, there was an article we'll get to that was released in about a week or two ago, and we'll discuss that a little bit later. But we have in studio, for those of you just joining us, Colonel George Nelson, United States Air Force, and he and many other military individuals are coming forward and saying, hey, the official story is basically a big pile of horse hockey. And also on the line here is Keith Dudney, who has the website physics911.net. He and many other professors are standing up, compiling information and getting it out there, saying, hey, the official story just doesn't hold water. Now, we've already discussed the Pentagon. We'll be going back to that in just a few minutes because we do have an airline pilot that will be joining us in probably about 15 minutes. And he has a few things to say about the Pentagon. But we also want to get into this issue about the most controversial information that's been out there. Of course, it was included in the video that we produced here, 9/11 in plain sight. It has been the topic of ridicule, slander, all kinds of pressure that's come from so-called good researchers, honest, and I use these quotations loosely, honest individuals that want to get to the truth. Let's discuss very quickly. I'll start with Colonel Nelson. What is your impression about the video clip that shows the possible attachment to the belly of the plane and the flash that occurs afterwards?
Dave, it's clear to me, and I think anybody looking at that, there is an extra piece of equipment, and it's not a small piece. It appears to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 12, maybe 18 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
And
almost as big as an engine. It's about maybe even longer.
Yeah, not quite. You know, not the bulk of an engine, but there's definitely a piece of equipment on there. There's no doubt about it. I ask an audience down in Tampa, Florida, in a theater there, is there anyone in this auditorium of about 200 people? Is there anyone in here that cannot see that extra piece of equipment underneath the aircraft?
Mm-hmm.
Not one hand, no one in there doubted its presence.
Okay, well, what would you say to folks like James Meigs from Popular Mechanics magazine? His expert, Ron Greeley, said that it was sunlight glistening off the fairing, and the science researcher for the same magazine, Popular Mechanics, a man by the name of Ben Chertoff, he said it was shadow from the engine. How do you deal with people that say it's sunlight? No, it's shadow. It just wasn't there. What was your impression?
Well, there were at least, I think, four of the news cameras, mainstream media news cameras, that caught that that scene from different locations. Mm-hmm. And if it was sunlight, each one of those, there wouldn't be that same photo in each one of those cameras. If it was sunlight, there might be one of them have a sun flash, but no.
Okay, now are you talking about the flash or the pod right now?
No, I'm talking about the actual pod there. You
okay.
know, it in all the cameras, that pod looks exactly the same. It's identical.
Okay. So. Now, of course, then there's the issue of the flash. As we come now into this short break here, within 15 seconds, of course, the issue is that the flash occurred, and that was in direct line with the pod. What does that show you?
Well, it says that it could. The pod could have something to do with the flash it was in direct line with, but I don't know.
Okay, well, if there's something attached to the belly of that plane, yes, no. Is this Flight 175?
No.
Bingo. We got to take a three-minute break. We'll be right back with Colonel George Nelson, Keith Dudney, and a mystery airline pilot. Stay with us.
During the last 50 years, hundreds of thousands of military personnel have been involved in human experimentation and other intentional exposures conducted by the Department of Defense, often without a service member's knowledge or consent. That is the opening statement of Senate Report 103-97. The Atomic Vets, White Coat Vets, Vietnam Vets, Gulf War Vets, and now Gulf War II Vets, all used as unwitting subjects and exposed to chemicals, biologicals, radiation, experimental vaccinations, psychedelic drugs, depleted uranium, and more, and then denied treatment. Beyond Treason exposes these horrendous experiments and demands accountability. Beyond Treason comes with a CD-ROM that contains thousands of pages of documents to prove that our own government has been involved in what can only be described as activity that goes beyond treason. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit beyondtreason.com. Only $19.95 plus shipping for the DVD and the CD-ROM. Call 877-817-9829 and order today. What you will see goes beyond treason.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative, when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become the world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcast. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
This is Dave on Kleist.
And Trish Riley.
We all know knowledge is power. And that's why we call this the
Power Hour!
The opinions expressed on this program, well, they're not necessarily those of the staff or the management or sponsors of this radio station or anybody that doesn't want anybody talking about that pod or the flash. You better stop talking about that. You're gonna ruin everybody else that's doing good work and trying to find out what happened on September 11th. You better stop talking about that. You're gonna make me look all mad. I'm sick and tired. You better stop. I'm gonna attack you. I'm gonna say
this. Okay. Okay. All right, children. All right, children. Oh, my God!
I mean, is that what's going on or not, Joyce?
I know.
It's
I
terrible.
Know, I know. You should be outlawed. There should be a law against you talking about the pod.
I know.
I mean, there are some people that would like to see you go to Guantanamo because you were in the 9/11 movement talking about
the pod. I know, and there's
the
some
pod.
Folks out there that are just saying, you know, well he put it out there because, he put that video out there because he wanted to compete with my video, and get
enough,
over it,
enough.
Folks.
Let me remind everybody, before we get back to this 9/11 program, and this is, I know, one you want to listen to, and I hope you are taping it, but let me remind you, Friday-only special at the Power Hour. This is how we keep this program on the air, bringing you this information you will not hear on CNN, and that is the three times soap special. That means 3 times concentrated soap special. So it's already concentrated in 1 gallon, and then you put 3 gallons in there of soap, and all you have to do is add the water. Now, if you buy the concentrated 3 times soap, rather than buy 3 gallons, you're going to save $87 in shipping and handling. So as soon as this program is over, get your dialing fingers ready and dial 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. And remember the stevia and tea special that is over today at 4 p.m., the Flowers of the Bible, Herbs of the Bible, and Plants of the Bible book, and St. John's Wort, Caropleat, Herbsorb, and Hercules Strength, huge special, as well as the 9/11 special that we have going, and the Will Someone Listen tape that you get free when you order $25 or more. That is the Dave Von Kleist tape, Will Someone Listen, when you order $25 or more. So call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
Okay, I know that the phones are dead out there because everybody's listening to this broadcast and you've got good reason to do so. In studio, visiting us here in Versailles, Missouri, is Colonel George Nelson, United States Air Force, with many, many years' experience identifying aircraft parts. Also on the line is A.K. Dudney. He is a professor, and he and many other educators and scholars are banding together. The website that they've got is physics911.net. Now, just as we went to the break, I mentioned about the flash and the pod, and I asked you, Colonel Nelson, a yes-no question, and I'll get to Mr. Dudney in just a minute. I asked you about this extra a piece of equipment attached to the belly of the plane that's shown in these photographs. Popular Mechanics, one of the guys from Popular Mechanics says it's sunlight, another one says it's shadow, they're conflicting, but you're the expert here. You say that this indicates that this could not have been Flight 175. Would you please elaborate?
Yes, I can. Every aircraft, whether it comes from McDonnell Douglas or Boeing or wherever, it comes with a factory-approved, FAA factory-approved condition. Everything mm-hmm. that's on there has been approved by the FAA. Anything that changes from its factory condition has to have to receive a supplemental type certificate from the FAA.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes anything, especially attached to the outside of the airplane. I don't care if it's an antenna, it has to have a supplemental type certificate.
Mm-hmm.
If they change microwaves, it will have to be a supplemental type certificate. Anything on the airplane. This pod does not have a supplemental type certificate. Now, the only argument here is there a pod there? Visually, mm-hmm. anybody that can't see that pod has problems with their vision.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There is some kind of a piece of equipment. I didn't call it a pod. I call it an external piece of equipment.
Right.
But
well,
it doesn't belong there. Now, under Part 121 of the Federal Aviation Regulation, which guides and directs all operations of scheduled airliners carrying passengers for hire,
mm-hmm.
Must have that supplemental type certificate for that piece. And you will never find a supplemental type certificate or a piece of extra equipment attached to the belly of any airplane.
Okay, well, you see, my philosophy here is you don't have to be a certified, registered, and licensed pyrotechnic expert to have a valid claim of fire. And I think anybody that uses their gray matter strategically placed between their ears can figure out that if there's something that big attached to the plane, it could not have taken off from Boston to Logan and be called a commercial aircraft because you've got baggage handlers, food service personnel, fuel handlers, maintenance workers, crew members, passengers, pilots, control tower. There are lots of people that would have seen it. So this indicates that if there is something attached to the belly of the plane, it could not have been a commercial aircraft at all. So let me go now to Keith Dudney. What is your assessment? It's kind of difficult when you got 2 or 3 different guests here. So, Mr. Dudney, what is your assessment of the photographs that indicates an attachment to the belly of the plane, and also what is your assessment of the flash?
Yeah, well, there's certainly something. Can you hear me okay?
No, we can't. The connection is absolutely horrendous. If you could speak as loud as you can.
If I speak a little closer to the mouth.
That's 100% better.
Okay, yeah, that's good. I think nobody is quite sure what the pod is all about. If you want to call it a pod even, we can call it an external piece of equipment. We can speculate till the cows come home, but the other matter, the flash, is very significant. And believe it or not, I think the pod and the flash are sort of connected in a way. Now, although some people thought perhaps the pod would contain a missile launcher, missiles that would have penetrated the wall of the towers prior to the entry of the aircraft, I do. I think we all believe or understand that if the plane that struck the tower was not Flight 175, I'm talking about the South Tower now, for which we have a lot of good videos, then it must have been something else. And the fact is that the perpetrators of this crime would want that aircraft to be entirely inside the tower. And after the tower collapsed, of course, all the evidence would be squished under, thousands of tons of steel and rubble and so forth. So given that the aircraft had to go into the tower, the question is, would the aircraft have gone into the tower if the walls had not been specially prepared in some manner? Mm-hmm. And there's controversy about this because no one has actually done the finite element study that would be required. There are lots of engineering simulation programs that could do it, but it's a complicated task. So nobody knows for sure whether the aircraft would leave that hole all by itself or whether it would require the assistance of a specially prepared wall. Some people have said the wall of the World Trade Center compared to the aircraft was like the web of a spider. Others say no, pieces should fall off. Some people even think that all of the videos were faked and that no aircraft went into the tower simply because the aircraft seems to slip in so effortlessly, right, so smoothly, like a knife through butter, as some people say. Now, all I'm saying about the flash is that it's entirely conceivable that the steel on the of the outer columns could easily have been rigged with thermite or thermate compound, which in a very short time, in seconds actually, can melt through any structural steel that it's placed on. And if the first place that had to melt through was where the nose of the aircraft was to enter the tower, I would fully expect to see a flash there under this scenario. That would be the igniting thermite just getting it, eating its way through the wall as the plane hits, meaning that everything in front of that aircraft, wherever any part of it, the leading edge of the wings or the nose or the tail, struck the building, the steel would have the consistency of taffy, because it would be red hot or even white hot, nearly white hot because of the thermite, and it would simply carry the entire structure with it right into the building to be swallowed up.
Okay, Let me just jump in there because we can get into speculation as to what the flash was, what its purpose was, where it came from. All of this is speculation. The one simple, undeniable, irrefutable fact is that the photographs and video clips clearly show that the flash occurred. Now, is there any way that we can somehow relate what happened with this flash? Is that a terrorist with a box cutter? How could this possibly... Let me ask you, Mr. Dudney, is the flash in any way, is it any way possible to connect the flash with a simple hijacking?
I don't think so. Some people have said that the flash was due to some kind of static effect where static accumulating on the aircraft surface.
All right, well, we've got Colonel Nelson here. Colonel Nelson, let me ask you, could this possibly have been a static discharge or a spark from the aluminum nose hitting the building?
I know of no such event that's ever caused aluminum aircraft to create such a big, loud, large flash like that lit up the entire side of that aircraft.
Okay, also in the four different angles that we focused on in the video, we see in one particular angle, we see the flash. Now, what was the location of the flash in regard to the contact point of the nose, and would you go ahead and explain that?
The flash appeared to be 10 to 15 feet to the right side, to the starboard side of the nose of that aircraft. It did not come off of the nose. The nose would have been the first thing that contacted that that building, and if it had been static discharge, it would have been on the nose, not where it is at 15 feet to the right.
Okay, some have stated that this could have been a reflection of some sort. Of course, we know that that's not the case, but tell us why.
Well, all four cameras that were aimed up at that area there, all four cameras would not have shown any kind of a reflection. In this case, all four of the cameras showed that same flash.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and also the flash occurred on the shaded side of the building, so there's no way it could be a sunlight reflection.
That's correct.
Okay, and so the key here is that the flash indicates that this could not have been the result of a terrorist hijacking. It could not have been the result of a reflection. It could not have been a result of an aluminum nose cone hitting the concrete, because aluminum does not spark. And it could not have been the result of a static discharge, because it occurred 6 to 10 feet to the right of the contact point. And in fact, the reflection of the flash is seen in the fuselage of the plane. Is that not right?
That is correct. And that pod would not be installed on a Part 121 scheduled airliner.
Right. And so that means that the flash was the result of what kind of an event, Colonel Nelson? Incendiary, would you say?
Yep.
Explosive?
Yes, of course. You know, the color of the flash.
Okay.
It's an incendiary.
We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Bible forecasts signs to let us know that we're in the last days? The book of Revelation says that world travel quickly and efficiently would be one sign, and also knowledge would increase. Knowledge is doubling every 2.5 years in the electronic industry. We'd like to help you understand more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Tell you what I'm gonna do.
No, no, forget that. I'm not going to worry. GW, take a back seat, sit down, and shut up. That's all there is to it. We got too much to talk about here on today's Friday edition of the Power Hour. If you're just joining us, man, oh, man, you have been missing a huge program. I'm going to see if we can't get both hours of today's broadcast to be posted on our websites for anybody that wants to listen to it so they could just click there. This is too doggone important. We're going to have this out there for everybody to listen to. In studio, our guest is Colonel George Nelson from the United States Air Force. We are also talking on the telephone with a scientist and a professor, A.K. Dewdney. His website is physics911.net. And now joining us also for the roundtable discussion is, and we're going to call him Captain Don. He is a retired airline pilot. I'll have you he'll give you his background. But before we go to Captain Don, I want to go to Keith Dewdney. Now, you wanted to discuss and finish up this issue about the flash and the pod. So I'm going to let you run with it for about a minute. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, we have a small group of investigators who are completely convinced, apparently, that no aircraft hit the tower. This is a very difficult position to maintain, and it's damaging to the movement as a whole because people encountering this particular opinion will sort of balk and say, wait a minute, it's bad enough we're asked to disbelieve in the official story. So it's really important to have an alternate scenario in this particular case so that at least we can say, no, it really isn't a mystery why the aircraft seemed to melt into the tower. It's quite possible that, in fact, the walls were prepped in the manner we've been talking about with planted thermite charges. If that were the case, of course, it would account for the flash. It wouldn't account for the pod, but it would certainly give pause to those few people who are saying, no aircraft hit. Yeah, it is possible for an aircraft to enter a tower. There's no question about it if the walls are suitably prepared. And that's really the long and short of it, and that's all I have to say on that particular subject, except that the flash would appear, it fits very nicely with that particular scenario. So I think perhaps we can all turn the page on that one and get together once again, as you've been mentioning.
Okay, thank you so much for your expert opinion. Now, one of the other things, before we bring Captain Don on, this discussion about the flash and the pod has really gotten some people very, very upset. Of course, we've got the lie hop, let it happen, and the my hop, the made it happen. Colonel Nelson, let me ask you, about 2 weeks ago, there was an article. I'm not going to say who wrote the article. I'm sure the regular listeners and the people out there that are paying attention to this issue will know who I'm talking about and who he's associated with, but basically wrote an article calling for a legal commission, a 9/11 legal whatever, and that anybody discussing these issues should somehow be shunned and distanced, etc. What's your impression of this type of philosophy?
Well, rather than assassinating the or criticizing the person,
and we're not here to do that. We don't do that on this program.
The people should actually attack the evidence itself, mm-hmm. and this by that group is not being done. If you want to discuss the pod, tell exactly why the pod or the flash is there or it's not there or what. Mm-hmm. But there's no point in trying to attack a person who has seen the pod, has seen mm-hmm. the flash. It is there. We can't deny that it's there. What mm-hmm. caused it? Explain why.
Okay, and I have the T-shirts and the cards that we have here. I just gave Colonel Nelson a T-shirt, and, of course, it has the composite photo. And it's asking the question, what is the flash and why is it not discussed? And these people that want to mount their attacks and point their fingers and accuse and all that kind of stuff, they will not get into any type of intelligent discussion about what this flash indicates, because according to you and the other people, this indicates it is not a result of a terrorist hijacking, which changes everything.
Yeah.
Now, as we go to the bottom of the hour break, we have about a minute. I would like to welcome to the broadcast Captain Don. Captain, welcome aboard to the Power Hour. Would you briefly give your background and why we're having you on the air? Welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you very much. I was approached at a meeting earlier this year, and my background is that of a former Navy attack pilot who flew a lot of low-level missions. I subsequently became an airline pilot. I flew transport category aircraft. I'm very familiar with principles of aerodynamics, and I'm of the opinion that it would be literally impossible for even a seasoned test pilot to fly a 757 in the ground level into the Pentagon because of what is called ground effect.
Okay, hold on. That bingo, boy, you're good. You didn't even know that that's where I was going to go, and that's where we're at. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, and we're going to get an explanation from our guest, Captain Don, as to what is ground effect. How does this relate to the scenario of what happened at the Pentagon on September 11th. This is Dave Von Kleist and the Power Hour. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports: U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Today. Well, they say that you'll repeat it if you don't take time to learn your history. And Thomas Jefferson said there has never been a people ignorant and free. So if you're serving in a uniform, I hope you recognize that the ones that give the orders are the ones that tell the lies. If they tell you we're the enemy, you're in for a surprise. It isn't me.
We're not the enemy, you guys. It ain't us. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Friday edition of the Power Hour. We got a barn burner of a show. I hope you earmark and bookmark this page. We're going to see if we can get this entire program posted at the Power Hour. This is too doggone important. And for this broadcast and others like it to continue, we need your support.
Yes, and we will be getting CDs of this. So don't call us now, but we're going to be getting CDs of this program for you also so that you can hand them out. I want to tell you the specials real quick. Please support the Power Hour, the 9/11 special with 9/11 in plain sight, 9/11 eyewitness, loose change, the set of the 25 cards with the flash and the pod on it in color, 5x8 cards you can send to people without your address because ours is on it, and a free T-shirt. You can also buy 4 T-shirts and get one free. Stevia and tea special off at 4 p.m. today. The Detoximant special, awesome special, listeners. You're going to get a free test kit for heavy metals, and this is a very good test kit, I have to tell you. Also, for one day only, this is today only, you get the 3x soap, the 3x concentrated Miracle 2 soap. It's the plain soap, and if you buy the 3x, it's all in 1 gallon, then you're going to save $87 over buying 3 separate gallons of soap. It is awesome. And it's 10 to 1, anywhere from 3 to 1 to 10 to 1 concentrated, depending on how you like to use it. So call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com.
Okay, we have to jump into high gear because this is the last long segment of the program. We have so much more to cover, and I wish we could open up for the phone lines, but we just can't do it right now. We have in studio Colonel George Nelson, United States Air Force, for over 30 years identifying aircraft and aircraft parts. Also on the line is A.K. Dudney, who is a professor and a scientist, and his website, physics911.net, is just rife with incredibly provable information. And now joining us is Captain Dan, who is an airline pilot for over 30 years. Now, when we went to the bottom of the hour break, you brought up the issue of ground effect. Captain, would you please explain to the listeners what ground effect is and how that particular issue would apply to a 757 that was reportedly traveling at 530 miles an hour, came down low enough to take down light poles, and then hit the first floor of the Pentagon. Would you explain how that could happen?
Ground effect is something that we experience when we're landing a very large aircraft, like the 757, 767, DC-10, 747, etc. When you come down for a landing, in landing configuration, we're usually flying at a reference speed plus 5 or 10 knots, depending, and we have a sink rate of about 500 to 700 feet a minute max. And as you get down to the ground, there is a compression of the air under the wings, which acts as a cushion. And you can feel this as a pilot and very possibly as a passenger. And this is what allows you to, quote-unquote, kiss a plane on. In other words, get a very soft landing. Now, as speed increases, That compression factor under the wings as you get close to the ground is going to increase and would necessarily force or hold the plane up. Now, a plane traveling at 530 miles an hour, that close to the ground, would have a very large ground effect, and you would have to necessarily trim full nose down in order to keep the plane from rising out of that.
So let me ask you, is it possible that a pilot with admittedly limited experience, in other words, they talked about, you know, these guys that trained on Cessnas and in a couple of cases simulators, is it at all possible that a pilot with that amount of experience would be able to bring a plane in at 530 miles an hour, overcome ground effect, and slam it with precision into the Pentagon?
I doubt it very seriously. It is possible. It is not probable.
Okay, and the ground effect, if you were not experienced with that, you wouldn't be able to get how close to the ground?
I don't think at that speed you'd be able to get closer than 20 feet, maybe 25 feet to the ground.
Okay. Now let me change gears a little bit because you've just joined us. We've covered a couple of different topics. We've talked about the Pentagon. I wanted to jump over to this issue about what happened at the Trade Center. We've discussed this issue about the flash, and Colonel Nelson was talking about the object, the extra equipment that appears attached to the belly of the plane. Now let me ask you, now you flew as an airline pilot, what models of aircraft?
I flew everything from the DC-6 all the way up to the 747 MD-11.
So you flew 767s, 747s, 757s, 737s. You've flown them all, right?
Didn't fly the 737, no.
Oh, okay. But you've flown most of them.
Yes.
You're familiar enough with these aircraft to recognize them when you see them.
Absolutely.
Okay, now you've seen the video clips that we've discussed, the plane, of course, slamming into the South Tower that everybody saw live on television on September 11th. When you look at that plane, what would you, if somebody were to say to you, what kind of aircraft is that, what would your opinion be?
My opinion would be that it was not a 757, and if you look very closely at the tail, it does not have the United logo on it.
Right. Okay. The plane that we're discussing was reportedly flight 175. That was supposedly a 767. Okay. So it was reported to be a 767, but you're saying, in your opinion, it was a 737.
It looks more like a 737. Yes.
Why would you say that? How can you tell the difference?
The shortness of the fuselage compared to either a 767 or a 757.
Yeah, 757. I have a model of one here in the studio, and they are a rather slender aircraft in comparison. There is a big difference. But as far as 767 versus 737, I wanted to get your expert opinion. So your opinion is that the original official story, that this was Flight 175, a Boeing 67, in your assessment, is that a correct and honest report?
I don't believe so, no.
So you're saying that 767 did not hit the Pentagon; it went someplace else.
That is my conclusion. Yes.
Okay. So how could we end up with a 737? Would that have been able to be piloted in there? How could that plane have hit with precision the South Tower, and also, of course, the North Tower was hit very similarly? How could that have happened?
Well, it could have been flown by remote control. That is one scenario, and of course, this is one of the unanswered questions which needs to be dealt with. I don't believe that any pilot, either for the two airlines whose planes allegedly hit the tower, would have allowed that to happen.
Okay. So, okay, I'm going to go through each one. We have three guests on the line. We have Captain Don, we have A.K. Dudney, and we have Colonel Nelson here in the studio. I'm going to ask each one of you a yes-no question. Now, obviously, you're all professionals from different walks of life. You've got different areas of expertise and experience of knowledge. I'll start here in the studio. Colonel George Nelson, I'm going to ask you a yes-or-no question. In your opinion, was the plane that hit the South Tower a hijacked 767?
Negative. No way.
All right. Mr. Dudney, let me ask you, in your opinion, the plane that hit the South Tower, was this the result of a simple hijacking? Was this Flight 175?
It certainly does not appear to have been Flight 175, no.
Okay. And let me ask Captain Don there, with over 30 years' experience as a commercial airline pilot, in your assessment, could that have been, well, you've already answered that, but I just wanted to get your yes-no response. Could this have been Flight 175?
It could have been, but I don't think it was, no.
Okay. So if what you're saying, all three of you are saying, you know, that you seriously doubt that this was Flight 175, now we go to the next question. If the entire world is now engaged in a war on terror, we have the Model States Emergency Health Powers Act. We have the Patriot Act 1, the Patriot Act 2. We have the Homeland Security Bill. And now, you know, FEMA and all this other billions, not as probably trillions since 9/11, of money has been thrown at this war on terror. Is this a legitimate war, or, Colonel Nelson, is this war on terror a generated fraud? Let me ask you that.
I think it's a generated fraud.
Okay, let me ask Mr. Dudney, what is your opinion?
It does appear to have been the perpetrators alleged to have done this crime are not the ones who did it.
And I'll go now to Captain Don. Is your opinion, is this a fraud?
I believe that that is a very distinct possibility. Yes, I agree with the others.
See, this is why some folks are very, very upset about this particular conversation, because so many people out there in the 9/11 movement, they've all started, whether they've done it intentionally or they've been misled, they began their area of investigation into focusing on terrorists. How could they have done this? How were they funded? Were they trained? The terrorists did it, terrorists. This mean you're waving your hand. Go ahead, George. What does this mean about that scenario?
Well, I've got one other thing to add.
Yeah.
Just recently, the commissioners of the government-appointed 911 commission investigating this, they have come out with a published book. Anybody could buy it down at Walden's Books, anywhere in a bookstore right now. And they are saying, we're sorry, our investigation report is flawed. The reason it is flawed is that the Pentagon gave us erroneous information. And so they are saying that the investigation is fraudulent, basically.
In other words, garbage in, garbage out. Okay, so the point is, if the bad intel or bad information or the propaganda or whatever was generated from the Pentagon, hey, who's in charge of the Pentagon there, Colonel Nelson?
GW.
Okay.
And the vice.
Yeah, and Cheney, and of course, Donnie Rumsfeld.
I'd like to add one thing.
Yeah, please do. Captain Don, go ahead.
In the picture that just came out, United 93, they allegedly show Mohammed Atta showing his passport with his name boarding one of those flights.
Yeah.
And if you pull the official list off the web, which I did, from both American and United, the passenger list, not one of these hijackers' names appears on the official airline passenger list, and I want to know why.
Yeah, Colonel Nelson brought that up also. Let's see, we've got a couple more minutes before the next break. Okay, the next, and again, I hate to ask it and couch the questions in this manner, but with three guests, I almost have to do this. We began the program by explaining the lie hop versus the my hop. The lie hop is the mindset that they let it happen. In other words, terrorists did it, but we either through ineptitude, incompetence, or willingness, factions within the government had stand down orders and they allowed it to happen. So that's let it happen. And then there's the philosophy of folks that say that they made it happen. They set this whole thing up. They set up the terrorist scenario as a patsy, as a rabbit trail, and they were actually involved. So let me ask you, and I'll start here in the studio, Colonel Nelson, do you believe that this is a lie hop, let it happen, or do you believe it was a my hop, made it happen?
My hop.
You believe it's a my hop. A.K. Dudney, what is your opinion? Is this a lie hop or a my hop?
Very little question about that. I do believe it was made to happen on purpose by elements within the U.S. government and elsewhere.
Okay, and Captain Don, with over 30 years flying commercial aircraft, what is your opinion of the scenario? Is this a lie hop or a my hop?
I concur with the other two gentlemen. It was a my hop.
Okay. Now, oh man, this is so important. Like I said, Joyce was mentioning, we're going to see if we can't get GCN to work with us and get this information out there. Now, we have obviously taken a lot of heat. Let me ask you, Captain Don, obviously, because of your position, we're calling you Captain Don. Let me explain. Would you please explain to the listeners why we're doing it this way, and how could this happen in a free country that wants to get to the truth? Go ahead.
I don't quite understand your question. Why am I using Captain Don?
Exactly, yes. Why do you feel that you have to do this with a pseudonym?
Well, I have some obvious retirement benefits with my airline, and if they chose to remove those, they could.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So in order to protect some of those retirement benefits, I have to use a pseudonym.
Well, you know, the funny thing is that the pressure is being turned up to a lot of the folks that have been researching 9/11 and coming out. As a matter of fact, I just opened up my email here in the studio, and one of the very prominent and credible researchers, Nila Sagadevan, has basically sent out an email saying that, hey, that's it. I am concerned about my friends and my family. I've got a life, and I can't deal with the frustration, the attacks. I'm exasperated, and I'm also frustrated with the numbing stupidity that he's coming across daily. So he is backing out of the nine. And this is going to be a tremendous loss because Nila Segedevan's been a guest on the program. A.K. Dudney, you're aware of Nila Segedevan. Have you received this type of pressure also?
No, not so far. that's partly because I'm a Canadian. I live in Canada.
Can you speak up, please?
Yeah, that's partly because I'm a Canadian living in Canada, and it's also partly because I tend to live in a fairly protected sort of academic environment where you can work on a problem and not have to worry about the woes of the world. Now these two worlds have collided, and much of the research or investigative work I'm doing is focused on 9/11. I have had a certain degree of paranoia from time to time, but I've come to the conclusion that I'm under no immediate physical threat, so I continue to motor on as just as if nothing had happened.
Okay, now we've already asked Captain Don and A.K. Dudney. Let me ask you, Colonel Nelson, do you fear any repercussions or ramifications from your stand and your speaking out?
Not yet. I expect it, and I can deal with it.
Okay.
Same here. I'd like to point out, you mentioned before, all these different acts that came down after 9/11 which infringe upon our freedoms. The latest scenario out of the alleged purported hijackings out of the United Kingdom when the TSA imposed these, you cannot take even a bottle of water aboard the plane. Now, that was a just another scenario in testing our resolve and how far they're going to push us.
Yeah, they just resolved that, I guess it was yesterday, the day before, and they said, yeah, okay, well, we'll allow you to take liquids on the plane as long as you purchase the liquid after you've gone through the security area. So, anyway, we've got to take our final break of today's broadcast, and boy, this is one for the record books, folks. This is a very important broadcast. I hope you'll share it with your friends, and don't let anybody intimidate you into not discussing issues like the flat or the posh. You got it.
Pharmaceutical companies, doctors, and hospitals all make money from sick people. So what incentive is there for them to make you well? For thousands of years, man has used spices and herbs to ward off disease and cure, yes, cure illness. It's no wonder the drug manufacturers feel threatened by spices and herbs. The North American Herb and Spice Company manufactures the products that Dr. Cass Ingram has been recommending for years. The Oregacin, Oreganol, and Oregamax are working wonders for people all over the country and can work wonders for you too. According to the Quarterly Review of Biology published by the University of Chicago, spices like oregano can have a 100% kill rate of bacteria. Protect yourself and your family with the oregano products recommended by Dr. Cass Ingram. Call 877-817-9829 and order your Oregacin, Oreganol, and Oregamax today. That number again is 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com. Doctors and drugs, or herbs and spices, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, researchedherbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Won't back down. We won't be turned around. We'll keep the news.
We'll keep talking about that flash and that pod, or that flawed and that pash, as I said before we went into the break. We're not going to let it go. For those of you out there that are just can't stand any discussion about the flash and the pod, if you get all upset, if you get all frustrated, and if you think that we're out there to destroy the real researchers out there, guess what, folks? Get used to it. Until we can get an honest and open discussion and debate about what these anomalies are, I'm not backing down. Get used to it. I know some other folks had pressure applied to them. They tried to put the screws. You better take that flash and pod out of your video. You better stop talking about that. And I guess that happened. But it's not going to happen here, folks. Not until we have open, honest discussion and a full-blown, full-boat investigation with all the real experts. We're not backing down. You got it? And if you try to intimidate others into not discussing it, the only thing you're doing is exposing yourself as a gatekeeper of information. And who appointed you? Not going to look good when all the chips are on the table. I am so pleased and proud, as Hubert Humphrey used to say, I'm pleased as punch, to have had Colonel George Nelson here in the studio on this Friday morning. Colonel Nelson, thank you so much for your courage, for speaking out. I am absolutely honored to have you here.
I'm pleased to be here.
And A.K. Dudney, you and many others out there have been working diligently to get this information out there. And again, my applause out to you. A hearty handshake, a slap on the back. Congratulations. And thank you so much for joining us on the broadcast.
You're welcome, and we're not quitting.
No, we're not going to quit. That's right. And by the way, let me get your impression. You've heard about some of these attacks that have come out against people that are like yourself, you know, trying to basically intimidate others from discussing these issues. What's your impression of that?
From the very beginning, I have sought to discourage a lot of the backbiting and name-calling that goes on when so-and-so doesn't agree with another person's opinion. That's no reason to start giving, you know, slapping on labels and saying you're a disinfo artist or whatever. The fact is you've got to keep a collegial relationship. You've got to keep everyone on the same page. Otherwise, at some point, this division is going to be exploited by the powers that be.
That's
and,
right.
We're all in trouble.
Divided we fall. And finally, Captain Don, thank you so much for joining us on the broadcast. What is your impression here about those that would forbid this type of discussion?
Well, that's an interesting question. I'm familiar with a court case that says silence is equated with fraud when there is a legal and moral responsibility to answer a legitimate question which has been posed. And a lot of the your listeners are probably familiar with several of the publications that came out, 9/11 unanswered questions. These questions have to be answered, or else it goes to the direction that there is a fraud being perpetrated.
Absolutely. And again, thank you, sir, for having the courage to join us today on the broadcast. All of you gentlemen, all I can say is that we're all in this boat together, and as our guest said in the first hour, we're all going to hang together or we're going to hang separately, and I can't think of more honorable people to be hanging out with than all of you gentlemen. Colonel George Nelson, thank you for joining us on the broadcast. A.K. Dudney, thank you, sir, and thank you, Captain Don. God bless all of you. Whoa, this has been a good one, folks.
You bet.
It's time to do you know what, and if we ever had a reason, we sure as heck have a reason now. Stand up, do it. Stand up, take a deep breath. Scream from the top of your lungs and the bottom of your souls.
We will not stop.
Yeah, bless you all.
We'll see you on Monday. Have a blessed Sabbath. Thank you all. And we will get CDs of this program. You betcha.
Yeah!